This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Eric Strucco is a member of the Albemarle County School Board, and he joins me live in studio after some R&R at the beach. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Good to see you again, Coy.
Good to see you as well. So you were gone when Brian Wheeler made his big announcement that he was resigning. Which he said he gave a lot of thought to. I don't know if you were advised beforehand or if you found out right when it was happening. I didn't, as Brian's friend, I didn't know. He did tell me, hey, I'm getting ready to make a big announcement, but I was not aware of it beforehand.
Now, Brian called me over the weekend telling me that he was planning his resignation for that coming Thursday. So I knew probably about 3 or 4 days in advance of his decision. And yeah, I was, I think, as surprised as everybody was. I had no foreknowledge or forewarning of it. He, you know, very clearly in my conversation with him stated his reasons why. And I, as a parent in my mid-40s, watching my kids grow, I can understand his, you know, motivations for wanting to spend more time, especially, you know, he has an older daughter that's going off to college this year. And so the reality really hits, I guess, in a couple of weeks when she's off to my alma mater, Vanderbilt.
Oh, great.
Yeah, she...
she's going to be playing lacrosse.
Right.
A lot of games that they want to travel to, so...
Right, and he wants to be remain part of her life, and I'm sure, you know, his son is now moving into high school, and the reality's hit. My predecessor, John Stokes, decided not to run for re-election on the school board for the same reasons. His daughter was moving off to college. His son was now, you know, getting up in that high school age range, and you realize that the time is finite.
Yeah, and Brian's job with, I don't want to speak for him, but and he was in here last week talking about it, but his job as it is with Charlottesville Tomorrow, he already goes to all these nightly meetings anyway.
Right.
And then to have to pile the school board meetings up on top of that, I think it's been really challenging now for a few years.
And he's done his civic duty. I mean, he's run for election twice. He's won twice. We'll complete, I guess, 7 of the 8 years that he was elected, plus all the work he does with his Charlottesville Tomorrow website and work. I mean, it's a great civic service that Brian Wheeler performs for Charlottesville and Albemarle County.
We're talking with Eric Strucco, and the phone lines are open, 977-1070. Daily Progress reporting today some of the criticism that I'm sure you and I have already heard from the day that he announced. I heard some of this criticism was going around town by folks who don't necessarily share his views with the school board, really criticizing him. What's your take on that? Basically saying, well, you explain it to us. It was something to do with when he put in his resignation.
Right. If he had resigned 90 days or more from the next general election, which was in November, the first Tuesday in November, there could have been a special election to find his replacement to fill the remainder of his term, which would have been 1 year. And he was up for re-election anyway in 2011. He stated in the paper that he, with full knowledge, resigned when he did, knowing that the school board would have the ability to appoint his successor.
Yeah, so he resigned less than the 90 days, which
Correct.
Means there would not be a special election, which, as the only at-large member of the school board, the special election would have to encompass the entire county.
Right.
And honestly, would be rather expensive to hold a special election.
Over $50,000 was, I guess, the best estimate. And, I mean, my personal opinion, having run for office and knowing the time commitment and when the real, you know, the election starts, 90 days is really a short window of time for a candidate to really state their case or make themselves known to the voting public, and for the voting public to really take the time to learn about the candidates and learn about the issues and make an informed decision. You know, you can argue that campaigns, you know, traditional campaigns really don't start till Labor Day or maybe 2 weeks out from Election Day, given, you know, some theories on the attention span of the voting public. But I know from personal experience in Albemarle County, people take great care in making their decisions, and to have to do it in the span of 90 days is, to me, would be challenging, both as a voter and as a candidate. So I support this notion of appointing somebody for a year to fill the spot and then getting back on the regular election cycle for the at-large seat.
We're talking with Eric Strucco. He is a member of the Albemarle County School Board. 977-1070 is the phone number here if you want to join this conversation. Give us your sort of candid take on the current politics of the school board and the Board of Supervisors. We're seeing more of the conservative faction, the conservative members of the school board taking a more hands-on approach to the school board. I'm sorry, the more conservative members of the Board of Supervisors mm-hmm. taking more of a hands-on approach to the school board budget and scoring some political points. It would seem to me, as somebody who watches this very closely, at your expense. What's your take on what's happening now and what it looks like moving forward?
Well, I think the school board, I'll talk about the school board, that kind of traditional ideology, I don't think exists in any significant way on the school board. We each have our own political tendencies and preferences, but when it comes to the workings of overseeing the Albemarle County school system, really, that doesn't come into play. I think all the school board members are very interested and committed to making sure that the children of Albemarle County have the best possible education experience in the classroom, within the school building, and within the school system. I do agree with you, quite candidly, that the Board of Supervisors elections this past go around brought a change to the board. More conservative members were on there. There was just very narrow discussions about tax cuts and tax reductions and cut spending. I really am critical of the entire process last year because while I think we did a very thorough job of analyzing our spending plan, looking at what our objectives are, knowing the outcome of the areas where we were dedicating dollars in terms of the educational outcomes, I'm not sure that the Board of Supervisors or a majority of the board gave that kind of level of analysis to put that kind of examination on the spending plan. And they just simply said, we're cutting your funding. You've got to absorb it somehow without really understanding the consequence. I think the trite, same old phraseology was thrown at us. There's always fat in any budget cut. Well, sooner or later, you're going to cut down to essential programs or programs that you know are what the community you represent expect from the county schools. And I think we are at that point. Next year, this coming year, rather, is going to be, in my view, my outlook, tougher. The school board and the Board of Supervisors are meeting jointly tomorrow afternoon to discuss a variety of things, but I'm sure the budget will take the vast majority of the time. And we just need some fundamental questions answered, Coy. What if property values continue to slide? Will this Board of Supervisors entertain a tax rate increase to hold taxes harmless? And now we're talking about holding taxes harmless at a much lower rate than was last year.
And when you say hold taxes harmless, you mean don't lower or raise them, keep them at the same rate?
Right. Well, no, the rate will have to change in correspondence to the property value change.
So the rate goes up, but the amount people pay in taxes does not.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, we were arguing for that this year. We would argue that the county income needs to be at 2010 levels. For 2011, it's going to be lower. And we really made significant reductions in our budget because of that. For 2012, it may be even lower still. And we know that the one-time state money that came in 2011 won't be there in 2012. If we were looking at cutting another, $4, $5, $6 million, we're looking at significant changes in the way the Albemarle County schools operate. The argument that we heard a lot was the central office staff needs to be cut, or that's where all the fat is. We've been reducing central office staff now to the point where we think it's at a level minimally necessary to run a school system as large and complex as Albemarle County.
One of the largest in the state, yeah.
Yes.
We're talking with Eric Strucco. He's a member of the Albemarle County School Board. The phone lines are open for you at 977-1070. Martha, waiting patiently in Albemarle County. Martha, you're on with Eric. Thanks for the call. Go right ahead.
Hi, thank you. I was wondering, I might have just missed it, but I understand the school board will be appointing a member to replace Brian, and I wondered who they are considering. And, you know, I'd be willing to consider that appointment myself if they wanted to entertain me as a possibility.
That's great. Eric, how does it work? And do you have to have a child in the system? Is that required?
Or? No. Any person that is a resident of Albemarle County, I believe you have to be a registered voter, established residency, and all that, can apply for the at-large school board member's seat. And you have to, this isn't limited by magisterial district. Like my particular seat is strictly the Samuel Miller district.
It's anyone in the county. It's an at-large seat. Yeah.
Right. We're asking all interested parties, including you, Martha, to fill out an application and have it submitted. I don't have the exact dates in front of me, but I believe we're looking at a pretty quick turnaround. I think the due date is August 30th, or at the end of this month. So I would encourage any interested person to go to the Albemarle County website, and I think you can find the application materials there. To fill them out and submit them. And there is a tentative schedule laid out that the school board crafted at the last meeting, which I did not attend because I was on my annual family vacation to the beach. But I do think that by the end of September, we hope to have Brian Wheeler's successor in place.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Martha. Thanks so much for the call, and good luck to you. And I guess if somebody can't find it on the website, because it is a huge website, they could always call the central office.
Right. I think just call the Albemarle County Schools Central Office, and they will help you pretty easily, I think.
Yeah. Let me ask you really quick before you go. Mm-hmm. A lot of people went before the Board of Supervisors when the rate was in question. In fact, it was incredible, the turnout of parents and teachers and caregivers who were like, please raise the rate so we can maintain funding for the schools. And despite that turnout, despite that the voice of the constituency, they did not do that. And what are your thoughts on that? Because as you point out, we're going to be in that position again. This will happen again.
Yes. I was very surprised. Like I said, I've been going to county meetings for better part of 15 years, and I personally have never seen a turnout to that level. The Board of Supervisors, listened to a lot of speakers well into past midnight. And after a couple more meetings, they made the decision that they made. A majority of the Board of Supervisors made the decision that they made to reduce funding to the schools and to the county government as a whole. What we're looking at right now, Coy, is plans to really examine the fundamentals on how we deliver education in Albemarle County if the same kind of spending reductions happen in the coming year. It may very well mean redistricting students around to different schools that have current capacities, shutting down smaller elementary schools. If that's what we're looking at right now, if we're facing another cut to the magnitude that we received for the budget next year.
Eric, thank you for being here.
You're very welcome, Coy. Anytime.
Eric Strucko, he's a member of the Albemarle County School Board.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.